This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. I resolve this year to tell you what's coming in 2012. It's the second day of the new year, but that doesn't mean the issues from last year have gone away. A look ahead and a look back today. It's Monday, January 2nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John. I mean, Todd Zwillick.
Thank you. Good morning.
Out until later this week. Our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, joins us. We're going to start off with your agenda for today. A good hard look at tomorrow's Iowa caucus. And we have some of our favorite conversations from last year as well. But all this morning, we're asking you about New Year's resolutions. Do you make them? And if so, what's yours? A listener, Nicole in Detroit, writes this to us. My plan consists of not buying things I don't need, walking every day, rain or shine, and cooking with local produce. Also, write more letters to government officials and get out on the street. That is a long list there, Nicole. Tell us about
all your... All good ideas.
They are great resolutions if you can keep them all. 2012 resolutions is what we're talking about today. Call us at 8778. My take. And now let's check in on our headlines.
Well, there are a lot of people in Iowa resolving to try to be the next president. It's the final full day of campaigning before tomorrow night's Iowa caucuses. Republican presidential candidates are making their closing arguments to voters. One-time frontrunner Newt Gingrich believes no one will be able to predict the outcome because many caucus-goers haven't made up their mind yet.
I think this is a volatile environment where people are going to walk in undecided or semi-decided. And maybe as many as 50% could switch during the course of the caucus.
While Gingrich stumped there in Waterloo, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney took a swipe at President Obama and his economic record.
He said, if I can't get this economy to turn around in 3 years, I'll be looking at a one-term proposition. Well, we're here to collect. Let me tell you.
Rick Santorum was in Sioux City taking aim at his closest rival.
If President Obama has 4 years where he's not looking toward re-election, his foreign policy will not be any different than Ron Paul's foreign policy.
You're absolutely right.
They will be the same. You're seeing it. You're seeing evidence of it, of pulling back.
A Des Moines Register poll released over the weekend shows Mitt Romney holding a lead over Texas Congressman Ron Paul, with Rick Santorum surging but still in third place.
Overseas, South Korea says it's open to nuclear talks with North Korea. The country's president used a nationally televised address to say the Korean Peninsula is at a turning point. That comes a day after the North says it will bolster its military and defend new leader Kim Jong-un unto death. Police in California have released surveillance video of a man wanted for questioning in connection with dozens of arson fires in Los Angeles. At least 42 vehicles have been set on fire in Hollywood area since last Thursday. A 22-year-old man has already been arrested, but investigators are now honing in on a second suspect.
Well, with the start of the new year, get this, some 40,000 new laws went into effect around the country. Hawaii and Delaware become the fifth and sixth states to allow civil unions or same-sex couples. Parts of a harsh new immigration law kicked off in Alabama. It's been controversial. And Utah bar owners can no longer discount drinks, essentially eliminating happy hour.
Doesn't
exist in Utah anymore.
Well, so. Utah is a very large Mormon population. So.
And they already had some interesting bar laws there to begin
Absolutely.
With about how to order drinks in Utah.
Exactly. And when?
Oh, that's exactly. And when? How much and when? And turning to the NFL, if you want to go to a sports bar in Salt Lake City, for instance, regular season came to a close yesterday and the playoffs are all set. The New York Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys 31-14 in late action to win their division. They head to the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Tim Tebow of the Denver Broncos is taking Denver to the playoffs. New England and Green Bay are the number one seeds in each conference.
Did I mention that the Detroit Lions are also
You may have mentioned it.
If somebody missed that news... Detroit Lions.
You may have mentioned it.
Going to the playoffs. Asian and European markets are up right now, but Wall Street is closed for the New Year's holiday. Coming up this morning.
Cost of living's high going up.
We're We're going to revisit some of our favorite conversations and stories from last year, including how country artists like Ronnie Dunn are changing their tune with the economic times. And we're also talking about what happens when you find out you're the descendant of a legendary African-American military figure, but you thought you were totally white. That conversation later this hour. First, though, a preview of the week ahead, including the caucus in Iowa tomorrow. Yesterday, my
folks offered a help. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.